Betty, would you take roll?
Okay, Chair Barbara Corella.
Here.
Tom Colombo.
Here.
Carol Carr is absent. Rick Crago, absent. Gary Hahn.
Here.
Stephen King.
Here.
Manny Salazar.
Here.
Richard Monaco.
Here.
Rebecca O'Brien.
Here.
Brian Radke.
Here.
First of all, I'd like to go ahead and express my thanks for your willingness to adjust the schedule. We had a little bit of a mix-up on the public posting, which caused us to have to re-post the meeting and move it. I appreciate you modifying your schedules to meet that requirement. Third thing up on our agenda is the approval of the minutes. First under consideration is the January 14th meeting. Are there any corrections or modifications to the minutes?
I move to be approved.
I have a motion to approve and a second.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? Votes unanimous. Motion carries. Next item on the agenda is the March 24th subcommittee minutes.
I make a motion to approve.
I have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
I have a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Vote is unanimous. Motion carries. Next on the agenda is the discussion items. There's one item under this, which is the status report from the subcommittee on the procedural decisions for the set-aside program. Tom, do you want to present that, or does...
Ask Deb to present for us.
Okay. Just very quickly, in the last meeting, we focused on definition of program and purpose as two of the main items. And we have proposed a definition for both. For the definition of program, and this came back to us from, you know, our question. This is linked to the requirement of 60% of people who perform the contract must be performed by people with disabilities when it comes to the direct labor of the contract. And so it's just trying to further define our program, and the Attorney General's office basically said, you know, you should define program and then look at your 60%. So what we said, I'll just read it. The definition would be the set-aside program authorized by Arizona Revised Statute 412636 provides certified nonprofit agencies, Arizona Industries for the Blind, and Arizona Correctional Industries with the opportunity to enter into contracts for services and goods which are made by or performed by people with disabilities or people participating in the state prison inmate work program. So that's the definition of what our program does. And the purpose, let's see, I think we have to revise the statement on the purpose from what's been handed out here. And I just need to find it. Yeah, we made an adjustment. I don't know if you all have a handout, but there's an additional sentence or a little bit of addition to the final sentence in the purpose. So the purpose is to advance the social and economic goals of people with disabilities and people participating in the state prison inmate work program by creating job opportunities while satisfying the procurement needs of state and local governments by using the most effective and expeditious mechanism possible. The addition was by using the most effective and expeditious mechanism possible. So we talked about these at the subcommittee, and the subcommittee agreed that these definitions basically reflect the definition of program and purpose for the state set aside committee. And we would propose these definitions to the committee at large to say that, you know, we would adopt these definitions. Where all this is going, you know, I'm going to go back a little bit and just kind of bring, you know, the 40,000-foot level here. You know, all the work that we've done so far, the document you have in front of you, and the work that we will do continuing on, will result in basically a set-aside manual on how to do business with set-aside and how business with set-aside is done, and focusing on processes and definitions. So that's the context of these two definitions. So I don't know, Tom, if you wanted to make a motion to the committee, or do we just want to have discussion at this point? Any questions?
Well, I think our motions, I think we ask for any discussion.
Mm-hmm. Does anybody have any questions in regards to the definitions that have been proposed? Hearing none. Board will entertain a motion.
Madam Chair, I'd like to make a motion that we adopt the definitions for program and purpose as established by the subcommittee.
Motion on the floor. Is there a second?
Second.
Hearing a second. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed?
Betty, I'll give you this copy when I'm done that has that additional wording. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
The next page is what we discussed is, again, we're trying to formalize the processes that we use and then, you know, be able to have a routine that's followed. First, we talked about the assignment process, and this would be an idea for a product or service proposal. We're saying it can originate from the committee, a provider that's ARB, ACI, or certified nonprofit agency. A provider and a partner can come from a government entity or other. And the bullet points on the side basically are saying that we'd want this 45 days prior to a state set aside quarterly meeting. There would be a template that would be created that you fill out. It's not going to be a long, drawn out thing, but a general description of the product or service, whether you're asking for mandatory or not mandatory, and that you can meet the requirements of materials are readily available, capable of timely delivery, equal quality and price requirements that are in the statute. And that will give time for ADOA and the committee. I wrote this as if it were ADOA only, but it's really the responsibility of the ADOA and the committee. They can review the assignment, request for assignment. Is there a need within state government for the product or service? What is the impact on current contracts? Do we concur or not concur that if you selected mandatory, you know, can you fulfill that? And recommends or does not recommend, and then that would start the committee discussion after that review is done. It would then lead to the provider giving a brief overview or presentation of the product or service offering. Again, committee discussion to vote to approve or disapprove the assignment. So at this point, you're not getting, we're not approving a contract, we're just approving the idea that you can go develop this. It looks like something that should be developed or could be developed. And because assignments, you know, we need to have an end date. We don't want people to come in, grab everything they can think of and get the assignment for it and then not develop it. Because the idea is once it's under assignment, it can't be assigned to anyone else at that point in time. So within 6 months, you have to show some progress, significant progress, and it should be tracked and reported at all quarterly meetings while you're in the assignment phase. So that's just to get something going. and to create a little bit more formal process. What we're trying to do here is to say to ourselves, many times opportunities are put in front of us with very little information, only a brief presentation at the committee meeting, and then we're voting on it in no time. And this allows us the time to really absorb it, understand it, ask questions, and be a little more deliberate in the process. That would be followed by a proposal. Just so you know, the assignment process can be waived. There is probably situations where it could be waived, and you could go directly into proposal. Again, on the committee's agenda, at least 30 days in advance of the quarterly meeting, the proposal would be complete. I guess that's a repeat, but distributed to members at least 20 days in advance of committee meeting. Again, it's hard to get proposals 1 or 2 or 3 days in advance. You really have the time to review it, and so that's the requirement there. On the right side, the bullets, basically we have to then create a proposal form. It would again include description of product or service, how many jobs for people with disabilities that will be created, who are your customers, what is going to be the pricing, documentation that the pricing is going to meet the fair market value requirement, information regarding availability and capacity. Again, if it's mandatory and you're proposing to serve the whole state, your capacity and ability to do that is very important to the committee to make a decision. You would then complete the product cost or service cost form that we developed recently, and also list out some of the benefits of state and local government that this particular proposal provides. And then the next two bullets, the committee evaluates, and then the actions by the committee, those are pretty much already defined for us in the statute or in procurement code. So what I've written there is basically what's in the statute or the procurement code. We evaluated the existing extent that there is a need for the product or service, the ability to produce it and meet the reasonable requirements of state and local government, and is the price reasonable. And we approve as mandatory, or we deny the request, or we approve as non-mandatory, you know, all of those things that we go through. Hopefully this proposal will give us enough information, and we have enough time to really take a hard look at it, a good look at it, and make sure we're making a good decision for both the provider and the state of Arizona. So that's those two items, the assignment process, the proposal process. We're just sort of informing the committee at this point that's the direction that we're heading.
Are there any questions? Since that's more for information, I don't see that there's any action required from that.
If I could make just one more comment, and one of the things that, you know, as we go through this, one of the things that we're going to try to develop is the, you know, and we discussed this at the meeting, and I think I took the discussion from the meeting and kind of just wrote a couple of sentences here, but it might be good for us, and the subcommittee will work on this, and I just, again, information. You know, as far as mandatory goes, we've never fully defined. We talk about capacity, capability, those kinds of things, but you know, we need to be answering the question when it comes to mandatory. What is the agency's, and that means the nonprofit agency, AIB, ACI, capability, capacity to fulfill the state's needs, quality and on-time delivery, pricing and all that. So somehow we need to establish a criteria for mandatory. And I think that would be good for us when we go to evaluate proposals, if someone's requesting mandatory, to have a set of criteria to in evaluate.
For general guidelines.
For general guidelines. if nothing more than general guidelines, there's always going to be discussion, there's always going to be, you know, circumstances. And then, you know, we've also we had a discussion about small business and impact on small business. And I think I'd like to ask ADOA if they could maybe help us with that, because that's very hard to do, the impact on small business. Although it's a great idea, we're not here to put small business out of work. That shouldn't be our goal. That's not our goal. We're here to put people with disabilities to work. What set of circumstances usually exist? We don't want the set-aside committee to be approving something that could potentially be protested by a small business in the future. So one of the things that we're going to be thinking about is what set of circumstances exist, you know, for the set-aside to be protested, so that we can try to avoid that.
There is no protest process for a set-aside contract.
Okay. That was one of the questions I had.
And when you look at your providers, most of your providers would fall under the definition of what the state has deemed a small business anyway?
They would.
So there's really no problem.
Okay. That was something I needed. It's been part of our discussion.
Yeah.
And Matt sent over a definition of small business.
Mm-hmm.
And most of us would be under 100 employees,
or
less than four, or 4 million.
See, it's an or. A lot of people read that and they're
right.
Looking at an and. It's an or.
Or gross annual receipts less than 4 million. So most of us would fall under.
About 90% of the businesses in the state of Arizona can fall under that definition.
Right.
So there you've got a very wide pool. I don't think there's any issue with that.
Okay. So I think that closes that small business part of it out.
Are there any general questions or comments on the subcommittee work direction? And moving on to the next item on the agenda, the contract items. Betty, you want to go with your extensions?
Okay, the first one is with ACI, and it is bedding products, and it is to extend from 4/21/15 to 4/20/16 for extending it for another year.
No, there's no change in pricing or anything. It's just basically an extension.
I have a question. Tell me what the difference is between your bedding products and your proposed contract for linens, other than towels and washcloths.
Yeah, it was put into a separate contract. This one, in terms of the towels, washcloths, and pillow cases, that has to be renewed completely for another 5-year contract. That's the difference.
Betty, then I'd like to make a proposal that when the bedding comes up the next time, we potentially let it extend for an additional 10 days to match up with the linen and put it all under one. That way you're not dealing with two?
Two. Okay.
Is there any discussion on the requested extension of ACI's contract for bedding products? Board will entertain a motion.
Motion to approve.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? Vote unanimous. Motion carries. Up next, cardboard file boxes. Ready?
The cardboard file boxes. Again, it's an extension from 4/22/15 to 4/21/16. It's a contract that we had established last year and extending it, you know, on in the continuation of 5 years.
Again, no change in anything.
Okay. Any discussion? Board will entertain a motion.
Motion to approve. Second.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? That is unanimous. Motion carries. Next, invoice processing.
The invoice processing is with Arizona Industry for the Blind. And again, those dates are from 4/22/15 to 4/21/16. And it was a contract that was started last year and extending on with no changes.
Yeah, there are no changes.
How are you doing with that, Richard?
Good. We have one customer, the Rehabilitation Services Administration. And so, and they're pleased with our work, so we're continuing on.
Any discussion? Hearing none, we'll entertain a motion.
Motion to approve.
I have a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? That is unanimous. Motion carries. Final extension is on outdoor furniture.
Okay, and the outdoor furniture, again, it's an extension and a contract started last year, and the dates are from 4/21/15 to 4/20/2016. It's a continuation.
Any changes? Brian?
No changes.
Is there any discussion? Hearing none, board will entertain a motion.
Motion to approve.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Vote is unanimous. Motion carries. Next on the agenda is a new contract. Although I don't think it's really new, it's just the reestablishment of a contract that had reached its 5-year limit. Is that correct?
Correct. That is correct. And it is with the, like you said, nothing has really changed, but since the contract expired, we had to draw up a new contract and started over for the next 5 years.
Okay. Need to correct your background. First paragraph says it's authorizing a statewide contract for signs, decals, plaques, and work identification items.
Oh, no.
So not what I'm agreeing to.
Okay, I will make that change there. Yes.
Yes, it did.
Is there any discussion? Hearing none, board will entertain a motion.
Motion approved.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Unanimous vote. Motion carries. Next on the agenda, expiring contracts.
Okay. This contract is expiring, and through communications with Gompers, they choose not to renew that contract and based on usage.
And our run of usage was?
Zero.
So at this point, I don't think it's beneficial to either party to continue establishing contracts for things that are not being used. And Betty, I would ask that when we're looking at extensions and new contracts in the future, we get usage reports as well.
Okay.
Is there any discussion? Hearing none, the board will entertain a motion.
Motion to approve.
Second.
A motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Votes unanimous. Motion passes. Next up on the agenda, committee comments and suggestions. Anything we need to?
Is there a way that we could potentially get a comparison from the prior contract and this contract, some actual, you know, some functionality electronically that would do a comparison to make sure there is no changes, the language of the two contracts. It's just an added step, but it may be a report that can be delivered during the presentation.
Sure.
Any other comments? Suggestion?
I guess the only comment I had is if nothing's changed, then can we have an automatic renewal rather than having it approved since we've already approved it originally for the 5-year? And only do it on exception basis when the price has changed?
Says is under rule is that the contracts can't exceed 5 years. It doesn't talk about.
I was going to say, could they initially be 5 years and then just review the performance?
Actually, the rule states that the committee can deny any contract renewal, so it would have to come before the committee.
In the practice at DES is the 1-year extensions are a signature process, so it isn't an approval process.
What we can do, if there's a statement, though, of no changes, no pricing, we could just do consent agendas type issues instead of having a motion for everything. Just put it on consent agendas for those that are moved.
Yeah, that'd be a lot easier.
Yeah.
Hearing no other comments or suggestions, the next item on the agenda is for future agenda items. Betty, do you have anything for future?
No, I don't.
Does the committee have anything they need to agenda for future?
I guess the only thing that I was thinking of is there any other companies out there that that we know of that could potentially be part of state set-aside that just has not made an attempt to do that? And could we reach out, or is that even legal to do something like that?
I'm going to throw that question to Brandy. Since you're in the audience.
So we have identified companies that we think might be able to. Some of them just aren't interested. Some of them lack the education around it to understand. When we've gone up to some companies and talked to them, and we've said aside, like, what is, you know, they don't do anything in the state contract. So APAD had done a survey last year trying to figure out what's out there, and trying to figure out what some of those issues are. It really came down to training and education, and actually during call to the public, if this is appropriate, I was going to ask the committee asked staff to get an update on some of the education efforts that ADOA was going to do for procurement officers. APAD is also still working on that. We're working on a brochure to help educate procurement officers on what the CERT companies are able to do. And then we're planning to reach back out to some of those companies that we identified last year. We were waiting on the education materials from ADOA. I know that they've been quite busy, but once those are available, then to get those back out to those agencies and help them try and understand what it is we're talking about. We talk about set aside. It didn't seem appropriate to go out and talk to them when we didn't have the education materials ready to go. So we're all kind of waiting on each other.
So maybe next time when we meet in July, we have an education outline. It includes what materials are available. Maybe the targeted development of classes or schedule. Moving on to the next item on the agenda, which is the call to the public. And please state your name for the record, because Betty's taking notes.
Madam Chair, committee members, my name is Armando Bernasconi. I'm the CEO of Quality Connections. We're really excited to unveil our new product line, QC Clean. It's our green cleaning products that are assembled by our clients in Flagstaff. We will be in the near future submitting a proposal. We'll be submitting a proposal to the subcommittee for their review and vetting process. That's all I have. Thank you.
Randy?
I wanted to add Randy Drum for Arizona Association of Providers for People with Disabilities. A couple of months ago, this committee talked about potentially going out and touring some of the different facilities and services that are out there available. So I just wanted to offer APAD as a resource for that, if that was of interest to the committee as a whole or to individual committee members. We'd be happy to help set up some of those tours if anybody was interested in seeing what some of the individual companies are doing with their folks.
Be open to maybe at TCH hosting?
We can have off-site meetings. Yeah. That would be fine with me too.
That would not be a bad idea.
No, you guys would be welcome to come to TCH.
Yeah, or
we do.
Okay. Do you want to look at seeing on scheduling or coordinating for the July 8th meeting?
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. You're sitting next to me at the table, so I'm going to throw you under the bus. I guess we have to be careful who you sit next to next time. So, anything else? Any other comments?
Dennis Stover with Vision Business Products. I have a question, and it's more of a lack of understanding. What is the purpose of making a set-aside contract mandatory versus having a set-aside contract in place that somebody can leverage, but it's not mandatory? Is there a benefit to that, or?
We at the State Procurement Office have never really done an investigation of, you know, is it better, is it not? What we really and typically will look at is the capacity of the organization and their ability to meet the needs of the state, statewide and or in the local area that they are providing service for. It's usually how we come down to it. It's meant to provide an opportunity, but it's not necessarily a give me. So we don't typically do mandatories. When I think the one that we decided is mandatory, which was the shredding the last couple times around, there was no real providers that were coming in against it. And we had some agencies that weren't using it at the cost benefit that was shown or proposed. So when I make it mandatory, they have to use it. They don't get to quote or go out around that. So we basically have a procurement code violation if they're using somebody else other than a mandatory statewide contract. So it does tend to probably be beneficial for startups or just new product entries into the categories. But I'm also looking at how many local providers I have in general.
Okay.
And what does that mean to their business opportunities, especially if it's an existing contract that's been in place and all of a sudden I have a set aside that's coming into that market? Doesn't really make sense or not really possible to all of a sudden take contractors that were there and just replace them with someone who doesn't have the history, doesn't have the experience, hasn't proven performance yet. We would probably, in that case, allow them to enter the market with the set-aside and have that be option as they got their experience going on. But the typical process is that they're not mandatory. They have to compete against the other contracts that were out there.
Okay, in our case, we manufacture toner cartridges,
mm-hmm.
and there are a multitude of other vendors available to the state.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that what kind of occurred? To where the mandatory contract was set up and given to a company that other people are already providing the product and the service to the state on?
What, are you talking about the shredding, or are you talking about remanufactured
toner cartridges?
I don't believe that's a mandatory contract. As far as I know, the only mandatory we have is shredding.
Is that not a mandatory contract?
Yes.
It was something that Jean had set up prior to her retirement.
Ah, special. I'll have to look at that. I was not aware that was mandatory.
Yeah.
So let me look at that.
And the only reason I ask is, we're one of multiple vendors that were providing that to the state, but as a result of that taking place, that impacted our business, and we're a small business to the state, of over $1 million.
Let me look at that one. I'm going to have to do some research. I can't give you a specific answer on that case because I'm not as familiar with that contract. But let me look at it and let me see what the minutes reflected, what was done, and why don't you give me a call off my conversation?
I appreciate your input. Thank you.
No problem. Any other comments from the public? All right. That being said, 9:39, the board will entertain a motion for adjournment.
Move to adjourn.
Got it, a second?
Second.
A motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Motion carries. 9:39, we are adjourned.
Thank you all for your time.